For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin. Several hundred people marched from a Ferguson church to the city's police headquarters today as part of a four-day weekend of rallies and marches. The rally included a listing of people killed across the country by police officers. Protests have been common in Ferguson since Michael Brown, an unarmed black 18-year-old, was killed by a white Ferguson officer on August 9th. Tensions escalated last week when a white off-duty police officer in St. Louis shot and killed 18-year-old Vonderett Myers Jr. Organizers of the protests promised civil disobedience today, but by midday, no arrests had been made. The University of Missouri Health System and Columbia Surgical Associates announced their partnership to expand healthcare options for patients in mid-Missouri. President and senior partner of Columbia Surgical Associates, Walter Peters, says the collaboration will give CSA patients more choices for where they can receive care. He says this new affiliation will also help CSA improve its quality of performance for patients.
It allows us to use the resources of a large academic center to help measure the quality of what we perform, help to improve the effectiveness of our care, and as well as improve the efficiency of our care.
Peter says this town and gown connection will strengthen Columbia's position in surgical care, as well as facilitate new development and execution of the best practices for improving patient outcomes. A bill that would decriminalize the cultivation of small amounts of marijuana in Columbia has been endorsed by one city commission. The Columbia Disabilities Commission voted unanimously last week to endorse legislation offered by 6th Ward Councilwoman Barbara Hoppe. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Hoppe's bill would allow people who grow two marijuana plants to face a fine of only $250, while people who are considered seriously ill could grow two plants without any penalties. The Columbia City Council asked the commission to make a recommendation on the bill. It also asked for recommendations from the Columbia Board of Health and the Substance Abuse Advisory Commission, which both declined to endorse the proposal. The council voted last week to table discussion of Hoppe's bill until its October 20th meeting. The study by the nonprofit organization, the Safety Institute, showed that ET Plus guardrails with blunt ends aren't absorbing impact properly and can impale cars that crash into them. These guardrails can cause injury and death and are used on multiple Missouri highways. Institute President Sean Kane said these rails are significantly more dangerous than older models.
What we learned is that the ET Plus was showing a 3 times greater fatality rate in impacts and almost a 2 times increase in injury rates and impacts compared to the predecessor.
A MoDOT statement said officials aren't sure how many ET Plus guardrails are in Missouri and where they are, but they are studying the highways. For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin.